revealing of an absolute philosopher. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the absolute philosopher. Revealing of an absolute philosopher. What does revealing of an absolute philosopher mean? Does revealing of an absolute philosopher mean that it is the revelation of how an absolute philosopher thinks? Or is it the thought of an absolute philosopher? Or is it how other people observe what an absolute philosopher is and what makes an absolute philosopher, what gives an absolute philosopher whatever his criteria is for thinking, his modus operandi is for expressing himself in every beautiful way? What is the criteria for the revealing of an absolute philosopher? The criteria for revealing of an absolute philosopher is that of just absolute oneness. And of course, using the word absolute in the definition of a word, of the word absolute itself, is not kosher. However, it's okay. We can do that. We can do that. We can say that all is in divine order. Now, an absolute philosopher is one who is content in himself, is content in his own attitude about himself. He lives his life from the point of view that everything is beautiful. He lives his life from the point of view that everything is fantastic and that he is the master of everything. Now, this morning I had an email from one of my very special students, and she was telling me about a situation that she was experiencing at her hospital. And the situation that she was experiencing was that one of the lady doctors, was not acting ladylike. And this distressed her. It distressed her because we won't discuss what the lady doctor was doing, but she was just acting non-ladylike. Now, you can imagine anything you like. And as our student was observing this lady doctor, she was thinking to herself, now, that is not really what I believe a doctor is. And so then, immediately, she changed her thought about the doctor. Instead of seeing the doctor being disturbed by circumstances and having a pattern of doing things, she said, no. This doctor is one of our most beautiful, sensitive, caring doctors on our staff. This doctor is one of the most wonderful, loving doctors that you could ever imagine. Always considerate of the associates that she has, always considerate of the patients, always considerate of the hospital. She is just one of the most noble beings anyone could ever want. Now, why would anyone think she was not noble? Well, unfortunately, when our student looked at the doctor and saw the doctor doing something that was not acceptable, the student endorsed it. Now you say, well, that's obvious. It was the doctor was doing that. No, that was the interpretation of the student. Now, if the student were to look at the doctor and see the doctor always doing what the student understands to be the correct thing to do, then the doctor would always be doing that. You say, well, that's untrue. You cannot manipulate and work. No, we're not manipulating anything. We're just seeing the doctor doing that which is the most beautiful, perfect, right thing to do. We see the doctor as an absolute professional. But, and this is the big but, we must see them as the absolute professional. And we must therein be the absolute professional to see them as the absolute professional. Now, if we in our vision ever see anything in our world that is less than what we would like it to be, then it is our vision that sees it. And it is up to us to immediately put a new cause in motion and put a new program in motion and see everything in divine order. Now, our student, who has this doctor in the hospital doing this doing these things that are not acceptable in the in the nurse's eyes. And so, what does she do? She changes her attitude. She begins to look at this doctor as the most noble, glorious, the most sensitive, caring, the most gentle, ladylike doctor that ever existed. Ladylike doctor? Well, a lady is always a lady, whether a doctor or a nurse or anything else, and a man is always a man, whether a doctor or a nurse or anything else. It does not matter what our profession is, what our trade is. If we are a man, we are a man. If we're a lady, we're a lady. Now, how is a lady supposed to act? Well, a lady, under all circumstances, acts like a lady, with dignity and with charm and with perspicacity, with joy, with intelligence, with love. And a man at all times acts as a gentleman, with dignity and concern, with love and respect for himself and for everything in his world. Now, when you and I are able to go about our world and see everyone reflecting this dignity that is their natural, original purity, then we too are expressing this dignity, which is our natural purity. And as we express this dignity, which is our natural purity, then that is what we experience all about us. Nothing else can come. And you say, well, I've got some real tough ones. Yes, that's right. And you've been building this monument of toughness for a long time. Now, there's only one moment that you have in your life, and that's this moment right now, this nowness. And so, right now, see it as peaceful. See it as harmonious. See the gentleman as a gentleman. See the lady as a lady. Whether she is a psychiatrist, or whether she is a clerk in a store, or whether she is a mother, whatever profession she may behold for herself, or you of she, see her as this noble being, this queenly person that she is. Yes, we can do that, and we do that. And as we do that, we see magic taking place in our life. Revealing of an absolute philosopher. An absolute philosopher is that individual that goes about seeing everything in its world as absolutely fulfilling of itself. If an absolute philosopher is a joyous person, everyone in an absolute philosopher's world is a joyous person. If an absolute philosopher is an intelligent, vital, dynamic person, very magnificent, young, and vital and dynamic in every way, then that's the way that person sees everyone else. Everyone is a reflection of us. So if we see anyone in our outer who is not what we feel is a good thing, or not what we feel is our best, then we have to do some house cleaning. We have to do some work in our own inner self. Revealing of an absolute philosopher is the revealing of a being that is aware of itself and is in tune with itself and harmonious with itself. Now, our student sees this female doctor as a glorious lady, which she is, and everyone else in your world you see as a glorious being, just like yourself. And you see your pets as glorious beings. You see your parents as glorious beings. You see your children as glorious beings. You see your spouses as glorious beings. Everything in your world, every clerk you meet, every bus driver you meet, every person that you experience, you meet. And that's what it's all about. There's a story recently about an airline pilot. And he was getting off the plane, and he noticed one lady sitting there, because the plane was going to be in the dock for about an hour, and he said, would you like to get out and take a walk and stretch your legs? And she said, no. She said, but my seeing eye dog would probably like to get a little leg stretching. And so the pilot, wearing his sunglasses and walking out of the plane with this seeing eye dog, was beheld by many of the passengers who were waiting for the plane to be prepared to go again. And they looked at the pilot with sunglasses and a seeing-eye dog, and they thought to themselves, what have I gotten myself into here? And many of them didn't even want to take the plane again. But isn't it interesting how we look at appearances? And those appearances would be most reasonable to take in that attitude. You'd be most notable to think, hey, that's a problem. That is something really a tough problem. And yet, it is not. It is all an illusion. It's just like this boy who is from England, who goes around painting things on sidewalks and on streets and so forth. And it looks so real that when people walk by it, they are tempted to look down into the hole that he creates, or down at the visions that he creates there, and think that those are real things. And looking at it from one side, it is just a bunch of messed up things, because you cannot see the image. But looking at it from the other side, on the one dimension, you can see it perfectly. Now, wouldn't it be something if this young fellow would develop the skill, which I'm sure he has in him, of three and four dimensional? And when he would do his drawings, they would be so four-dimensional, three-dimensional, that people would look at it and see it from all sides as the magnificent piece of artwork that he does. Yes, people look at us, and they see us in one-dimensional, two-dimensional, three-dimensional, four-dimensional, and we look at ourselves and see ourselves in those limited dimensions too. But when we look at ourselves and see the allness, when we know that everything in our outer is a reflection of who we are within, then we begin our very wonderful, noble task of putting to work the thoughts that we have into the master that we are. And we reveal our absolute philosopher dwelling within us, waiting to be brought forth and respected and loved and honored, and not to be doubted as an illusion, as the sidewalk artist, or the pilot with the seeing eye dog, or the nurse, the doctor who is acting unladylike. You see, all of these things are the magic of our life. And an absolute philosopher sees past all the illusions to the reality of its creation, of the master absolute philosopher's creation. Because in the now, that's the only creation we have, and the only time that we have, and the only wonderment that we have. And isn't life wonderful? Wow, yes, 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 yes. Go for it, my loves. Go for it. And know that I see you from my absolute philosopher point of view as supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, and I see you wonderful, wonderful, wonderful now and always, because I love you. I love you. I love you.